Good afternoon. I think there are only maybe two people in this room that I didn't know before today. And so most of you know who I am. But for those who don't, I'm Tim McGinnis's wife, first of all. And I'm also the director of alumni relations at Murray State University. So I'm so happy to see so many of my favorite people in this room today, not just because you're Racer alumni, but because you're some of my favorite people. So thanks for being here today. I'm going to keep this brief because Dr. Patterson will have limited time. So I want to make sure he gets as much time up here as possible. But I do want to invite or do introduce a couple of people for you. And that is Dr. Tina Bernat, who's right up here. She is the Vice President of University Advancement for Murray State University. So for all of you who have given to the university in the past and taken part in the capital campaign, this is the woman that was responsible for a lot of that, and so she's a wonderful asset to the team. And then I don't want to embarrass them, but in the back over here, we have Jeremy McKeel and Brandon Story. They are members of our digital media services team at Murray State University. So they're the ones that make us look great in all of our marketing and advertising. And so I'm pleased that you all were able to join us here today. So thank you, both grads as well. And then just a couple other people I'd like to mention. Tim mentioned that Betty is a member of our Board of Governors for the Alumni Association. And then Ashley Joyner back here is also a member of our Alumni Association Board of Governors. She's the director of Lake Barkley State Park here. And so both are wonderful board members for us, and we appreciate you. And then Jonathan has served our board in the past as well. So is there anybody else in here who's been on the Alumni Board of Associations in here? Okay, now I know who I can ask next time. Great. How many of you have lifetime? You don't have to raise your hand, but Ashley was one of our very first lifetime members of the Alumni Association when that became a thing, so you can follow her lead if you'd like. We do have some swag up here for all of our racers if you want to grab some on the way out the door. Also, I'd like to just quickly mention that this is sort of the abridged version of Dr. Patterson's bio. I would encourage you to go to murraystate.edu/president so that you can see his full bio, which is full of wonderful information and all of his incredible experience. So please do that when you have time. But Dr. Ron K. Patterson became the 15th president of Murray State University on July 1, 2025. So we're at 1 month and 23-ish days at this point. He was unanimously selected by the Board of Regents following a national search for the position. He brings more than 25 years of experience to the role in higher education leadership. Dr. Patterson is deeply committed to student success. We've seen that already. Growing academic innovation is very important to him, and strengthening meaningful partnerships both on campus and then throughout the region, just like with you all today. Before coming to Murray State, Dr. Patterson served as the president of Shadron State College, which is in Nebraska, where he led the development of strategic initiatives, expanded workforce-aligned academic programs, very important to a lot of you in this room, introduced technology-driven student support systems, and strengthened community and industry partnerships to boost enrollment and student success. His leadership also resulted in new transfer pathways and improved access to technology for underserved students. Prior to that, he held senior leadership roles at the University of North Alabama in enrollment management and institutional advancement. During his tenure, the university has experienced, the university during his tenure at that time experienced 14 consecutive terms of record enrollment, secured millions in external funding, and launched successful student success and retention initiatives. A first-generation college student himself, Dr. Patterson holds a doctorate of education in higher education leadership from Creighton University, an education specialist degree from Arkansas State University, a Master of Arts from Marietta College, a Bachelor of Science from the University of Tennessee Southern, and an Associate of Arts from Northeast Mississippi Community College. Also, coaches, he was a college basketball and golf coach as well, so I know you'll have that in common. He and his wife, Jenny, are proud parents to two children, Olivia, who is playing soccer for the Racers, Braylon, as well, who is in high school, and then their dog, they've got a pound puppy named Tundra. So with that, we'll welcome Dr. Ron K. Patterson.
Thank you, Carrie, for that warm welcome. And also thank you all for welcoming me to Katie's. I'm very excited to be here to spend the day with you. I'm honored to be a part of this incredible university that many of you raised your hand to be a part of and had wonderful experiences there. It's, as you know, Western Kentucky is a very special place. And I'll share with you why I know so much about Western Kentucky at the end, and I'll connect the dots with you of how I know about Murray State before I became your president. Is that fair? Awesome. Thank you, Trigg County Rotary, for hosting us today. Am I correct that this is the strongest fundraising Rotarian group in the world? Per capita? Awesome. Can you give yourselves an applause as well? Yes, it's huge. It's fantastic. Incredible. I'm amazed to hear that there are upwards of 30 Rotary scholars per semester that are supported at Murray State University that are receiving an estimated $130,000 in scholarship support each and every year. Again, that's very significant, and so thank you. That is a serious investment in the future of your young people, your community, right? And so please, again, give yourselves a round of applause. It's important. We're all in the education and dreams business. We really are, right? And together, and our strong, supportive, and collaboration means success for our students, right? It's a living proof. It's sitting in this room today. And so, again, I applaud you and thank you. Some information I want to share with you a little bit more about Murray State University is that it's not just in this community. We are of the community, okay? From the healthcare to education, from business to agriculture and to the arts, we're woven into the very fabric of this region, this community, Western Kentucky, and the Commonwealth of Kentucky as well. Interesting statistic here. Of your 14,000 people here in Trigg County, nearly 1,000 of them are Racer alumni. That's significant, okay? Huge. Just as you Rotarians work to keep your best and brightest here in the community, our job is to educate them so that they do come back and serve in your communities well. You have been asked, what can you do besides your financial investment to support our work, but also your work? And I think we need to continue to have conversations about how we can grow our partnerships. And hopefully we'll have some meaningful conversation after this presentation and speech as well about how we can continue to grow and strengthen our collaborations, work a little bit harder to make sure that we increase the number of Trigg County students that attend Murray State University as well. And I'll share that statistic with you here in a minute. Our graduates here, we want to have and provide internship opportunities. We want to develop job pipelines for them. And we want to make sure that they have entrepreneurial opportunities as well. The communities that make up Trigg County are very special to us at Murray State University. When we open our doors, the community of Cadiz had already been incorporated for 100 years, 1822. And in Murray State University, 1922. That's significant again, folks. I would venture to say that you were ready and waiting for the new opportunity that existed with Murray State University. Today, our students are raised here. Our alumni choose to work and live here. And let's continue to keep racing forward together. We have an incredible history and have many recent accomplishments to be proud of that I want to share with you. And another question or answer to a question that you all posed was, I want to every high school student in Trigg County to know some of these facts. And we visited the high school earlier. I will tell you, they are a tough bunch, okay? Tough, right? It was hard for me to get them to smile. They were still kind of sleepy, right, at 11 this morning. But again, we were able to, yes, it was a tough crowd. But we did find out there was a significant number that are very interested in attending Murray State University. They're looking to submit their application and apply for scholarships, which we talked to them about as well. And so, again, that tradition, that pipeline is going to continue and continue to be strong as we usher them to Murray State. I do want to share with you some fun facts about your university. U.S. News and World Report has named Murray State University as the number one best value school in the South. Number one. That's, again, very significant. Yes, let's clap. It's huge. That means we still remain affordable and accessible to the students that we serve in our communities, our 18 service region, right? And we've expanded beyond those borders, but it's still significant. Our enrollment is strong, especially from this region and for this fall. And if I remember correctly, we have 157 students total from Trigg that are enrolled at Murray State University. So again, yes. Also, we're managing and celebrating more than $200 million in capital projects, thanks to the generosity and support of our Kentucky legislators We just also completed a fundraising campaign led by Dr. Bernat that we raised over $107 million that, again, commitments to the future of our university, but more than half of those efforts were targeted towards scholarships. Again, very important. We want to continue to remain accessible and affordable. And so we're very grateful for many of you who have donated and given as well to support your students and our students as well. So back in July, I started July 1, and I called a group of my trusted individuals and colleagues together, and I said, I want to launch a Racer Spirit Listening and Learning Tour. And so many of my colleagues in the profession said, why would you do that, right? And the answer is very simple. Right? It's an opportunity to meet you. It's an opportunity for me to meet you, for you to meet me, and for me to introduce me to you. Right? And people ask leaders all the time, what is your vision? Right? And I will tell you today, it's a shared vision. Right? So we've scheduled more than 20 dates. 120 days of my first days in office is going to be geared towards getting out in our communities, listening to you all, engaging you all, actively listening, asking you two simple questions. And here's the part where you get to play a role in developing our shared vision for Murray State University. And the two simple questions are, what are we doing well? And right, and what are the opportunities for us to improve? Where can we get better as a university? And so if we can take time to kind of unpack that for a minute, I would greatly appreciate it. So this is where you get to share, provide feedback to me, that I can take forward and back to your campus as we continue to build our vision together, but more importantly, as we start the process of developing a strategic plan for the university, which again will spearhead our next 5 years to 10 years of success at Murray State University. So who wants to kick us off and share with us, what does Murray State University do well?
Well, I'll start.
Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
To give variety and without the radio stations. And so keep on supporting the WKMS.
Absolutely. It's a tremendous asset and value added to the university. Absolutely. Who else? What else are we doing well?
I had incredible non-traditional support when I went back to school.
Thank you.
And
fantastic.
Doc McGahey is one of the big reasons why I was able to go back to school. He called me right. You can give my prize to somebody else.
No.
Thank you so much.
No, I appreciate that.
But I wanted to say non-traditional support from
Thank
Murray
you.
State University. We talk about traditional students a lot, but a lot of times when you get lost or find yourself deviated, Murray State does a really good job reconnecting with its almost alumni and then makes them alumni. Yep. And I appreciate that.
Thank you for sharing. Others, yes.
I would say that you have continued to grow every year. It's amazing, like what it used to be. And mm-hmm. I loved it when I was there, but it's grown so much each year. And you continue to still have the student media workshop for high schoolers every fall. I just would love for you to bring the yearbook back because you deserve to have a yearbook at Murray State University.
Thank you. Other, yes.
We just hired two Murray State graduates, class May 2025, and they're both brand new positions.
Mm-hmm.
Both young men were well prepared, and they both stated that they had fallen in love with Murray and Western Kentucky and wanted to remain here. That's huge for us because our training period is a very long one. So, you know, you don't want to invest in someone who's just looking for a place to go.
Absolutely.
Very quickly. both of these young men are just incredibly impressive, well-spoken, really seem prepared for the workforce, and they're off to a great start in our company. So good job preparing kids to go to work.
And thank you.
They both have some job skills and some experiences already that put them ahead of some students that maybe didn't have any hands-on experience yet. So they're both great.
Will you let me give you a prize?
Yeah. No, but we'll talk about that. Same for everybody else.
We'll auction it out.
There you go.
There you go.
Put in the auction.
Others? Yes, sir.
I think Murray State has done a great job of offering a broad-based educational program that attracts a very diverse student group. And I'm impressed, too, when I go over there, the number of foreign students that
yes.
come to Murray State. I understand that has one of the largest foreign student enrollments.
Yes, I'm going to share some of that data with you here at the end as well. Yes, sir.
I'll say I appreciate the fact that Murray offers both the on-campus experience and provides for those students that still want to live at home and do the traveling back and forth, just so that they get what they need, they can meet all of them.
Yep.
So I just think it's a great experience all around.
Thank you.
Can I get two?
Yeah.
I want to speak from a professional standpoint and a personal.
Bring it on, absolutely.
From a professional standpoint, I appreciate the partnerships that especially Dean Whaley and the Education Department have with us here in Trigg County Schools. We welcome multiple practicum and intern students. We had multiple student teachers on campus last year, and we want to continue that, so I appreciate the partnership in that. From a personal standpoint, I may be the most recent grad in here because I just finished my doctorate through Murray State University.
Yeah.
So I want to piggyback what Ed said just a little bit. The mentorship and the support that is provided to a non-traditional path, and then making those classes applicable. You know, a lot of times you can go pay for a degree, essentially, and you can do some busy work, and then you get the piece of paper. And that was not my experience at Murray State University, so I appreciate that.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say the veterinary schools. I
mean, yes.
That's going to be a huge improvement for us, and two ag degrees, appreciate it. Moving forward with that.
Fantastic. Thank you. Yes.
I think the university makes the new students welcome.
Yes.
Y'all have a good program.
The Great Beginnings Program, yes, where we welcome them to campus. It's a tremendous asset as well.
If you haven't been, I don't know how often y'all are over there. Maybe you haven't been over in a long time. I'm over in Murray quite a bit with different things at Murray State. And if you haven't driven through, just go drive around.
Yes.
Our youngest son wouldn't even go look at Murray, and so I didn't get to take him over there and show him. And we were in Murray the other day, and I said, let me show you where I went to school. And I was weaving around through things that I remembered, and I was telling Dr. Hudson, the campus is just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It is not a little sleepy Western Kentucky town campus anymore. It's just as beautiful as Oxford and Ole Miss or Center and Danville or any number of southern campuses. And I think that speaks
it does.
Our region, and is very, makes it very attractive when kids walk on that campus and see what it has to offer them. So the investment in keeping our campus beautiful and viable and improving.
Yes.
Showing.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll continue to do so. Yes, sir.
I think the university is doing a wonderful job of dealing with inclusion. And we really feel good about what it's done with the Divine Mind. We're very impressed with that. And most of all, we just like how we're communicating with through the different media and keep us abreast of what's going on at Murray State University. Plus, the baseball team has been doing
good. Yes. I want to be respectful of your time. Can we transition to question two? Where are opportunities for us to improve, to advance and get better? Yes.
I had two daughters graduate from Murray State, and the first one had a real problem with parking.
Mm-hmm.
And her the accumulation of parking tickets she received led her to be given a strict warning of one more and you lose your car.
Mm.
And I would encourage, I don't know if it's changed since she graduated, but I did have a freshman student say recently that the parking wasn't a whole lot better and she has to walk, park her car someplace else. But I know y'all work on those things, but it's just, especially with safety. And
yes.
There's just so many concerns, but I don't know how much income y'all made or still making off of parking tickets. I would encourage you to try to, I don't need a sack.
Oh, come on.
But my daughter's received outstanding educations. My one daughter was a senator for, she was an AOPI and got a lot of educational experience and leadership ability, and she currently serves as a senior project manager for the F-35 in Washington, D.C.
Very good.
And she is very proud of Murray State University.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing.
I can add one thing.
Yes.
So now students can pay their parking tickets with food goods for our food pantry.
Thank you.
I've been busting some peanut butter myself. Mac and cheese.
Other opportunities to advance your great university?
I would just say making sure that students that are looking for those internships and mm-hmm. opportunities to have experiences here. I know on the school side it works well, but in other fields, they probably don't always drive across the bridge.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that would be very beneficial. I think it would be well received by all the different types of industries that are available here.
So awesome.
That's
awesome.
Something to consider.
Yes, sir.
To add on to that, this community is unique. As you talked about our auction and fundraising, but this community is so community-oriented and community support and taking care of others that if any interns or college students you send over here for any length of time is going to have a taste of that culture that's going to ride with them the rest of their life, and it will make it serious impact in every community they go into. So please
duly noted.
Put this in your internships. Planning and Zoning Commission is actually looking for one.
Okay.
Good to know, right?
Good to know.
For many years that bridge was a barrier, you know, for students.
We talked about that on the ride over here.
It's a beauty. So,
yes.
So but I mean we definitely would like a deeper level partnership with your students. We were able to host the Governor's Scholars mm-hmm. students just a few weeks ago and had a terrific day with them. Ed is in the classroom pretty often, but we have a pretty active group of team members, 40 or so of us, that are looking for young people. And the best, we hire almost all of our interns. Almost every wow. intern ends up being employed by us. So
okay.
to be able to get them when they're in college and
right.
to be able to coach and train them early in their career is really a huge plus for us. So
fabulous,
we
fabulous.
Carrie, I'm going to throw this one out. Has it helped with scholarship reviews and awarding scholarships? Yes, you do. One of the things that times have changed, and not all of these scholarship requirements have changed with the times.
Yes.
So the thing that I think hurts students is you get into the depths of the requirements of the scholarships, and if you get past GPA, need not be mentioned, leadership, well, some of those are mm-hmm. subjective, but then you get down and you find these students that need the money. They might have two brothers or sisters in college. And then the requirement is there that they have to have a letter of recommendation from the principal and the guidance counselor.
Yeah.
Or the guidance
counselor. Yeah.
Some and, some ors. And it knocked out so many kids.
Sure,
because
sure.
these kids and the people in the school system are not, it's not necessarily happening.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, and a lot of these scholarships were maybe established in the 50s. Or the
okay.
60s.
Yes.
If we can
okay.
make an effort to work with those scholarship programs, the people who originated those scholarships, and change with the times to where, because it's all digital now, that these kids don't get knocked out. We found so many that were deserving and needed the money, and then we got to that point, and we were like,
freshmen in particular.
Wow. Okay.
Scholarships and specific.
Sure. Absolutely. But absolutely.
It's disheartening.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We spent, what, 3 days? Better part of 3 days.
Thank you for sharing that.
Scholarship.
Thank you.
And I think kids just don't go and ask.
They don't.
And then I know guidance counselors. I'm a retired teacher. I know what guidance counselors are swarmed with. And just getting those letters. And
yes.
So I think we're at a juncture in this 2025, and we need to take a look at that.
We'll do it. Yes.
I know personally we would like to see Murray State's UAB division or department kind of explode a little bit.
Okay.
Specifically the merge between agricultural and the UABs. That's just a personal business that our family has. So when we go over there to try to teach or coordinate, we know it's very small, and that is something that's
extremely,
you know, growing in the community.
Fantastic. This is good information. Thank you for sharing. Maybe we have time for one or two more.
Put the lights on the soccer field.
Yeah. So, I have to be careful with what I do with soccer because my daughter plays soccer for us. And so, you know, she lives in Elizabeth College. She doesn't stay home with mom and dad. And she's like, Dad, you're doing too much. And I'm like, no, I got to service all these other students here, right? So I get what you're saying, and I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
So you didn't come up with that.
He did. I can pawn it off, right?
Writing on here right now.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. The back.
Is transforming at a faster pace than since education was developed. And if we are teaching and testing kids based on their ability to memorize information, they're not going to have, it's not to be replaced.
It's very true.
Because all information is available to all people at any time at no cost. And so I went to engineering school. Memorization.
Yeah.
There needs to be a big conversation about what young adults' relationship to knowledge and information looks like 5 years and 10 years from now. And I fear that higher education is going to lag by decades.
We are. We've always been last to the table, right? On a many of topics, issues, and matters that impact, one, the value, two, the quality, and the product, which is the workforce piece of it, right? When they graduate, are they truly prepared? And so we're slow to react, slow to act, slow to move. And I will tell you and commit to being very in tune with higher ed and the landscape and trying to be academically innovative and trying to have those discussions quicker, more often than not. So thank you for sharing that. I do. We do have a task force for AI already. And so we're trying to, again, to be cutting edge. One of the first ones to get out something as it relates to policy and how do we manage all of that information and knowledge that's being thrown at them just in the palm of their hand.
Computer science, as an example, has been for decades the greatest. It's just been a sphere for my engineering.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Because high school seniors know there will not be jobs for coders.
That's right. It's very true. Very true. If there's nothing else, I do have some more data pieces to share with you, and then I do want to conclude with my story, my connection to Murray State University. So we had representation from 49 states this fall in terms of our students. We had representation from 115 counties out of 120 counties across the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And then last, somebody talked about international student enrollment being up. We have representation from 52 countries in Murray, Kentucky at Murray State University. I do have one question to ask you. Does anybody want to guess What one state we did not get student representation from?
South Dakota.
You're close. They're neighbors. Go one up.
North Dakota.
Yeah. It's the only state that we did not get representation from students out of the 50 states. And so,
least visited state in America.
You want to make a trip with me to see if we can get one student? So all we need is one.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
We
also had 41% of our first-time freshmen who graduated from the top of their class, of 25% of their high school class. 44% of our students are first generation. That's nearly half. Mm-hmm. Nearly half of our student population are first generation. And I am a first generation student, so I can relate to that very easily. And then 62% of our students are from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And so we're continuing to serve the Commonwealth well, but more importantly, we have expanded our borders as well and become more diverse and inclusive as it relates to the students that we bring to our campus. And so I wanted to share those data points with you. I also want to share with you in terms of new capital projects. The School of Nursing Health Professions is currently being constructed. We're anticipating a fall opening there. And so please continue, if you can, drive to campus and see the progress of that facility. Soon in the spring of 26, we'll start breaking ground for a new learning and residential college as well. It's called Living Learning Commons, and that will be a little bit more student and retention focused for our students as well. Once School of Nursing moves out of Mason Hall, we will backtrack and update Mason Hall. It will house the new degree dental hygiene as well as exercise science. And so I want to share that with you. So we have new academic programs coming on board as well as building new facilities as well. The Doctor of Veterinary Medical Sciences degree has not been approved by the Council of Post-Secondary Education. So we're hoping to have that degree approved by November, December-ish. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, hopefully before January of 2026. Obviously, we've secured the funding from our state legislators regarding building the new facility as well. And then last, we have been working diligently in a partnership 2+2 with the University of Louisville for College of Medical Sciences facility at Murray State University, where they would take students would take their first 2 years of pre-med on our campus and then transfer to the University of Louisville, with the end goal being that they would take all 4 years at Murray State University. And so that's one that we're pitching to the General Assembly this upcoming spring for their legislative session, and hopefully we gain some support there. That has been well received by some of our congressmen as well as some of our state representatives and senators as well. And so we'll keep pushing that one forward, okay? And then last, I wanna share with you my story and my connection to Murray State University. I've been in higher education for 27 years. I did start out as a men's basketball coach. I met my wife. She was an assistant women's soccer coach. She attended Midway College, which is now Midway University in Midway, Kentucky. So she has a strong connection and tie to the state as well. But mine started when I worked as an entry-level admissions counselor at Christian Brothers University in Memphis, Tennessee. I traveled with a recruiter who worked at Murray State University, and her name was Keisha Jones at the time. And she always talked about this beautiful place called Murray State University. And so when working at Christian Brothers, I recruited Western Kentucky from Bowling Green all the way to Fulton, Southern Indiana. I had Texas, believe it or not. And then I had about 15 high schools in Memphis, Tennessee. So I drove up here one night for a parent night, right, to recruit students from Western Kentucky. I got to walk on the campus back in 2002 at Murray State University. And so that was my first encounter being on your beautiful campus. That's when I first saw the shoe tree, right? And so I've had a long connection and affinity from afar of your great university. Number one, it's world class, okay? I can share with you about the 49 states. We're global, folks, we are. We need to act like it and own it, and we will going forward, right? And we'll continue to make sure that the brand continues to expand. We did a wonderful job with athletics this year. We had 6 conference championships, 6. Right, we won 1 regional, 1 super regional, and we made it to Omaha for the College World Series. And so we're a phenomenal institution, and you know that, right? I feel it, and I know that as well. We have over 80,000 racers, right, proud and strong. We ask you to continue to just really join with us lock arms with us and let us continue to race forward, okay? We love conversations like today. Please know that I'm always open to them, always engaging and willing to have active conversations regarding how can we continue to move forward. I ask that we have one heartbeat, right? Let's continue to show up for each other. Let's listen to one another, and let's continue to dream big, right? And so as we continue to move forward through my Racer Spirit Listening and Learning Tour, we will send a survey out to you all. And if you have comments, suggestions, recommendations that you didn't share today, please utilize that survey to continue to provide valuable and wonderful input as we continue to build our future together and our vision. Shoes up and go Racers.